This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on a downward trajectory in the United States, as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. Speaking in a virtual news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19.
Not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. We must take prevention interventions seriously. Now is not the time to let our guard down.
Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. A new study appears to vindicate Britain's decision to delay the second virus vaccine dose. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock says research showing a single dose of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, supporting the government's strategy of delaying the second shot so more doses can be delivered to more people. Hancock's comments came after Oxford says there's evidence the vaccine cuts transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevents serious disease. The study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but has been greeted with excitement by British officials under pressure to justify their decision to delay the second dose. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq down slightly. This